What up, it's your girl Najee. Everybody hates K, but everything's golden. And you're listening to T7M Radio.
Yo, what's up? What's goody? Welcome back, T7M Radio. This is The Culture with 7 Mitchell. Y'all already know what time it is, and we locked and loaded special show tonight. We got Mother's Day tomorrow, so I wanted to give the ladies and the streets as a whole, the whole entire day tomorrow, to do what they want with their loved ones. But we still got to rock and roll, and we're doing it tonight. Showtime, you know what it is, 347-989-8102. Joining me tonight, we got a couple usual suspects, of course, out in Cali, that California love. We got T7M Radio's journalist, Brother Jeff, in the building. Brother Jeff, what's popping?
Brother Seven, good evening, good evening. We are back, brother. We are back once again.
Yeah, turn it all the way up, man. You already know. Then in his New York state of mind, we got Grail in the building. Grail was popping G.
What's
popping, my nigga. Girl, so down, T7 and Radio.
Yeah, you already know, fellas. It's got a crazy night, man. Got to chop it up. A couple of things I wanted to lock in with. Y'all ready for Mother's Day? Y'all got any plans tomorrow?
Yeah, just stay clear from everybody.
The ladies' day, man, no doubt. Salute to all the mothers out there. Make sure y'all follow us everywhere on social media, man. T7M Radio, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud, Instagram. We are so lit. Everywhere you can find us on social media. As you can tell, you can hear the police sirens. Every time we go on air, we hear the sirens. This shit is nonstop. So that's how you know we're rocking and rolling, man. Nonstop around here. But, yo, we got a crazy show tonight. Let these motherfucking police go by first. We got a crazy show tonight, though, overall. I want to chop it up. JC, I've been giving this man respect because I hated him for so long, but we got some talking to do about JC. URL, look like they might be playing games. Want to chop it up, break that about that. We also going to talk about a little bit of dick riding going on in Battle Rap. We got a lot of shit to talk about, so y'all motherfuckers buckle up. It's about to go down. 347-989-8102. This is the coach of T7M Radio with 7 Mitchell. So I want to start off, fellas. How do I want to do this? I want to get into JC. Okay, so JC just had his battle drop on URL with Chef Trez. This is the return of JC. And they both did exceptionally well. JC definitely did well. For some reason, the streets put Loaded Lux in the equation of someone that JC deserves to battle next, which I found ridiculous. JC kind of ran with it. It really is. Now, JC actually ran with this, which I don't mind, which he should do as an artist. But one of the funny things that I found out that's interested me, I think the URL might be playing games, and I want y'all to kind of let me know what y'all thoughts is on this, because the URL, for some strange reason, actually made a post about JC and Loaded Lux. Now, mind you, we talk about battles all day, every day. The URL don't post things that they possibly won't put into play. Whether it's a hot topic or not, they're not going to post anything that's not any relevance to their platform. The reason why I bring that up, mind you, just a couple days ago, Arsenal was announced to be battling Loaded Lux on UW.
Exactly.
So it was kind of really, it was weird to me that the URL is asking the fans about Lux and JC, like they would realistically put that battle together. And then I look and see that UW was just mentioning Lux, you know, for the Arsenal battle. That's one thing. Let's rewind that a little bit at the beginning of May. King of the Dot drops Head Ice versus Rome from Blackout 7. Now, this is the time where all the leagues are, no leagues are really dropping any content. They're talking about the YouTube stuff. King of the Dot takes the initiative to drop a battle first. Then the URL turns around and drops Wavy versus Bill Collector for Born Legacy 4. Right. And then they just doubled back just last this week and dropped JC versus Chef Trez. King of the Dynamic had made a comment today. I'm going to read this to y'all real quick. And then we're going to get into my question that I have for y'all. But King of the Dots Organic said he's not booking people that we have to compete to promote. If three leagues are promoting you at the same time, your value is one-third what it normally is.
Yeah.
I found that very interesting, and I'm tying I'm tying that post together with the whole talk about JC battling Lux. There's no way in hell I think the URL would even put JC up against Lux right now. But when UW had Lux locked in with Arsenal, URL found it necessary to, you know, publicly ask the streets what they think about JC versus Lux. And now the and following suit, dropping battles with King of the Dot. Is the URL, fellas, to your opinion, is they playing games with the streets?
You know what? I never truly thought about it until this very second. It sounds like it may be some usual games going on. The case of we gotta try to shun this because we don't want this to happen because we want this to happen, and they may even not care if it does or not, but it's just to be in the conversation is good enough, possibly, you know.
But I go back to B Magic. Remember B Magic has said that there was an issue with him and UW and Daylight with the URL when they tried to have B Magic, you know, not do that battle with Daylight on the UW.
He so mentioned it in that song, right?
Yeah. I'm starting to see a repetitive history of the URL, you know, and this is competition, you know, let's be clear on that.
At the end of the day.
Right. But I'm seeing these types of moves, and it don't really make sense to me. It seemed it just seemed conniving, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, whether it's like right a or wrong. Game being played.
Right. I guess that's the better word. Maybe not conniving, but definitely a chess game being played. And you look deeper into it. Let's go a little bit deeper. The URL all of a sudden, I mean, they've had the traffic event before out in the West Coast, but now they got more traffic events coming. They got PGs coming. They got a lot more events coming out to the West Coast. So where's the URL getting that talent from? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because
there
used to be an issue about King of the Dot using URL's talent. So where's the URL getting the West Coast talent to put on these battles? Because I know they're not flying all the young PG people out from the East Coast to the West Coast.
That's right. So they have to have a line on them some kind of way, and I'm sure it's, you know, not anything teaming up with King of the Dot because they would rather not do that. So how do they get the line on these brothers? That's the thing, like they
said. And I'm inclined to believe the same way that, you know, other leagues do it, the way RBE done it, the way King of the Dot done it, the way the cartel does it, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to taking artists from the URL.
This is a very strange situation, and I didn't think of it on this level till you mentioned it right now, brother. That's very, very strange.
I mean, being realistic, Jeff, do you think, even if you didn't see the battle between JC and Chef Trez, would you put JC in front of Lux?
No.
What about you, Graham?
Look. If JC versus Lux happens somewhere like Irving Plaza, Lux 3-0. If it happens somewhere like in a small room or something like that, I think it could be classical, to be honest with you.
This is ridiculous. You're actually bringing this into fruition like a possibility? Like, you don't – I'm not trying to shit on JC because he's been doing his thing. But Lux from a Chef Trez battle? I mean, I'm telling y'all, man, I don't get it. We got to reach out to the streets, man. We got Caroline in the building. We got the Devil's Advocate. J.O. is in the building. J.O., what's popping, G?
Man, I don't think I'm listening around now.
Shit's crazy, man.
Yeah, you crazy. You disrespecting JC. You're right.
Are you
crazy
kidding me?
Right now.
Are you kidding
me?
Here we go with the BS.
And
so
I'm not the biggest JC fans, but come on. Off the Chef Trez, like, he don't have a resume?
I'm not saying he doesn't have a resume, JC. I mean, I'm calling you JC, J-O, but I'm saying just loaded Lux. You would have put Lux in front of JC. That would have been your next name for JC after this performance.
Oh, no. I didn't know we was on that type of time. Nah, I don't want to see Lux until he's out of bird, but that's another discussion.
No, this is the thing, though. This is the reason why we brought this whole thing up, J-O. I know you're just calling in, but URL had made a post asking the streets about JC versus Lux. Now, we've never seen the URL make any public post about a battle unless it's something that they really trying to put together. I don't think that they will put JC versus Lux together. But mind you, Arsenal just got announced to battle Lux on UW last week. And we know the kind of back and forth these leagues be having, you know, behind the scenes when it comes to competition and, you know, certain battles happening, not happening. And I'm feeling like the URL is playing games.
Well, I mean,
I think they only pushing that thought for JC and Arsenal just to take some of that momentum away for Arsenal's last battle. Like, you know, it's a nice strategic move, but
I don't think that's going to work. I don't think JC, as far as the JC attention, is going to take away from the Arsenal Lux, especially if Lux promoted. If Lux promoted, there's nothing URL can do about that.
Well, let me ask you this, because I spoke to Jeff and Grail about this, and I'm about to reach out to the streets. It looked like we got Massachusetts in the building, about to bring on the homie in a second. But King of the Dot releasing Head Ice versus Rome back in the beginning of May, the first league to drop something throughout this advertisement issue, then URL turn around and drop something afterwards. What's your thoughts on, do you feel like the URL might not be the innovators no more? They might actually be the imitators at this point.
I mean, they always been imitating that. It's just been thrown under the rug. But I think still they didn't mind releasing the JC and Trez and the Wavy and Bill Collector, because that was off the old Born Legacy. Now, if they released the Tay Rock and Chess or the K-Shine and Rex with the whole YouTube issue going on, then that will let me know that they're being serious and they really trying to look out for the culture. I mean, releasing those two battles don't really tell me anything.
That's right. That's right. I agree. Now, you brought up, first of all, you're talking about me being disrespectful. Did you just say the URL been the imitators?
No, let me rephrase that. They've been imitating. They've done a lot of imitating that.
Wow.
You know, they took a lot of talent leagues. They took a lot of league's talent, man, and people just throw it under the rug like it's their homegrown talent.
Well, speaking of imitation, J.O., let me ask you this, and I'm going to go ahead and bring on it looked like the homie Motion. We got Motion calling up to the show. Going to bring on Motion in a second. Let me ask you this, because I spoke to the fellas about this the last time we were on air, and I'm going to eat some crow, too. Because after speaking with Grail the last time on air, I kind of thought about something. We were talking about biting, J.O., copycatting and battle rap. And you being the loop real heavy. So I want you to explain something to me, J.O. This is what I saw. Break this down to me and give me a valid reason why, if you can. One day last week, I was in Unbiased Review. One of the fans had a post about Piper Boy Williams doing a fan mail blog. Now, Chris Unbiased, I think maybe had did like a fan mail blog a week before, or maybe just started a series, you know, on his channel for fan mail blogs. So they was getting on Piper Boy, calling him a thief, things of that nature. Explain to me, J.O., if you can, how is Piper Boy a thief for doing fan mail, which is something that everybody with a YouTube channel does, but people look at Jay Black as a genius for having a setup which is kind of similar.
You know what?
To first take an ESPN.
I am so happy you asked me a question about bloggers, because I watch media all day long. Now, the whole Piper Boy with the fan mail thing, his explanation was, guys be copying him all the time, and he just did that to troll, just because, you know, he knew he was going to get back. Like, it was like he was just taunting or whatever. And, you know, when it comes to Piper Boy, you know, of course he do some weirdo stuff, but Piper Boy actually was the first blogger to do live blogs. Now you see all these guys doing live blogs, doing point system live blogs and questions. Piper Boy actually was the first one to do that, but nobody really want to talk about that. And, I mean, as far as Jay Black, I'm not a fan of Jay Black at all. I mean, I've told you I thought he had the best production in the game. As far as content, I thought he was, like, one of the worst. So I don't really have a lot to say about him. And I've been kicked out of Chris Unbiased Group 3 times. So,
okay.
You know how that
have
goes.
Have you got an opportunity to watch the champion show? The show
you know what? I watched one, maybe one and a half episode, and I couldn't give it much of my attention, man, because the biasness, and I hate to call him out, because I know he on your turf, but Rome DMV and your boy Jack Boy, I mean, they motives, whatever. You can call it, you know what I'm saying, repping for the home team or whatever, but anybody that's that biased, I really can only take their opinion with a grain of salt. So the setup is good and the production is good, but oh, and Bottle Fly is terrible too, but I don't like the content.
Now let me ask you this. Do you feel like because I see people giving Jay Black like genius credits?
That's crazy.
And that was crazy to me, because this concept is not nothing that he created. This is just the concept.
Let me tell you about Jay Black. Jay Black, I would give him a genius title on this. He's probably the best blogger when it comes to marketing. The fact that he marketed well with URL and some
right.
of his titles and the footage he used and the catchphrases, and like he's probably the best at marketing. But as far as actual content, if they think he's a genius off content, they kidding themselves.
Well, let me ask y'all fellas this, and I'm about to bring on Motion. I'm really about to bring Motion on. And this question is for all of y'all, especially you, Gio, because they already kind of talked about this before. But when people take something from one realm and bring it into battle rap and do it first, do they deserve originality credits?
I think just acknowledgement, because I don't know, like if you started something, you innovated something, and somebody in bloggers decided to use it, they should say shout out to Seven Mitchells. And you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that would be straight. I think just the acknowledgement and the homage need to be paid more. I wouldn't say guys shouldn't just take a love from this and that. That's part of the game.
Because Grail had made a point to me last time we were on the air. I started a bio profile for some of the artists, and it's called Barography, where I kind of spotlight artists and just do a little quick profile. Grail had mentioned, he was like, well, what if another person that started doing a biography, would I feel some type of way? And I told him, you know, at the time, no, because bios on artists is nothing new. Anybody can do them. People are going to continue to do them. If they took the same name, I think that would be weird.
Yeah.
If there was somebody that took a group of bloggers and put them together and made a group, I would probably feel weird, because that has never ever been done in any other realm before. But I had to look at shit like the green screen effect, like when you do the green screen effect. I've been watching bloggers. These niggas used to do blogs in their cars, blogs in their living rooms and all that. But now you see niggas got the green screen effects in their videos. I've been doing that shit for years. I've been doing that shit for fucking years. Since I started the PG bloggers, I had the green screen effect in the background in all my fucking video blogs, two different channels. Now all of a sudden I'm seeing people now doing them. And the thing about it is, I wouldn't call somebody or try to take that credit for it, but you know, I just think that shit is wild. All of a sudden now I see a couple niggas using that green screen effect in their background. Niggas wasn't doing that. But I can't sit up here and catch an attitude about it and make it seem like, oh, niggas is stealing from me because nobody in battle rap was doing the green screen effects, when green screen come from Hollywood and movies. So how the fuck can I take the credit, you know, the originality credit from it, when I got it from, you know, movies in Hollywood? That shit just bugged me out, how people get originality credits for taking something that's already been done, but just in a different realm, and bring it to battle rap. That shit crazy.
Because
you got the homie Motion in the building.
Crazy.
Motion, what's popping?
Hey, shit, what's good, fellas? What's popping?
What's good? What's good? What you saying, brother?
I wanted to go to work.
What's the word?
What's good?
Hey, shit, man, I'm just listening to, you know, I was listening to what y'all saying about that whole JC and Luff shit, and, I mean, I think you are being petty as hell.
I'm feeling like that a little bit. It's a competition sport, but I'm feeling like URL is being a little bit. I don't know. I just don't think that they would take. They wouldn't take JC versus Loaded Lux serious.
Well, this is them just being out of pocket. Like, they just doing shit. Like, come on, y'all, seriously. You feel me? But I'd rather see JC first Arts anyway. I mean, Lux than Arts versus Lux anyway.
Yo, with you in the car? I can't hear you. You gotta turn your radio down, motion.
No, that's somebody next door. My fault.
Oh well, all right. So you said you'd rather see JC versus then Lux than Arsenal versus Lux?
Yes.
Wow.
I do too, to be honest.
Wow. I mean, I think lyrically, it would be a better battle. And I just think. Ours should have been versus Lux during his run. I mean, as his last battle, it's not really that it's exciting to me. But JC, I feel, I don't know. I think JC has a lot to prove if he battles Lux. It's like Arsenal is calling it his last battle. So after this battle, Arsenal is supposedly ain't doing shit else no more. You feel me? JC is still battling. So for him to get Lux is going to be like the biggest battle of his fucking life. So he's going to have to spit harder than he's ever been. You know what I'm saying? I just think he has more to prove.
But this is ridiculous. And Grail, you agree?
Absolutely.
Unbelievable. What about you, J.O.? JC instead of Arsenal?
Yes. He ain't answering. I'm going to say yes also.
JC instead of Arsenal?
Yes, sir.
What the hell? So, what? I mean, y'all.
And we ain't dropping no balls.
Because I'm lost, I'm confused. I can't drop no bombs. I'm about to drop my. I'm dropping my jaw right now. I'm trying to figure out what part of JC's resume warrants Lux and Arsenal's don't.
I mean, Arsenal versus everybody in the fucking world. I mean,
that makes more sense.
I think he should have battled Lux more of the peak of his career rather than the end. Because right now, this Arsenal versus Lux, Ars is washed. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I think you got kidnapped. Sound like somebody got their hand over your mouth.
Yo,
we can't hear you.
They got the knife over his mouth.
I think Arsenal just kidnapped you. Jersey just got you for being so disrespectful. All of y'all next. It ain't nothing funny.
Right,
y'all next. Jeff, you next. And Grail, you next. Y'all laughing. Y'all are next. Y'all was right behind him co-signing. What are you talking about, JC instead of Arsenal? That's crazy.
I'm just saying, like, as far as what I want to hear, I prefer JC goes Lux.
But that's a favoritism. I'm just being real. I mean, oh, my God.
What Grail is saying is what we're all saying silently. We would rather see two pins than a pin and something else that's nothing like a pin.
I'd rather see two pins rather than a pin versus square versus clarinet.
Right. Mm. Talk to this man, Grill.
Yo, y'all not getting that Arsenal. Arsenal don't do it like that. Like, why y'all bugging?
Yeah, I disrespect Arsenal.
Arsenal, they disrespecting the shit out of Arsenal right now.
Because Arsenal is going to bring shock value in that battle.
He's the number one battler.
He's going to probably bring props. It's going to be a show. Now, I don't think he's going to beat Lux. Kind of hard to say that. Not that I think Lux is a god or anything. I just think this Arsenal is not that great anymore. Today's Arsenal.
Arsenal's pin is not the best with Lux's pin at all.
Y'all are just tripping. I mean, I can't believe this, man. Y'all let us know.
But he got
it.
Yeah, better chance than JC.
I just think it make more sense right now. What JC? Like, come on, man. Like that shit don't even. If it, y'all wouldn't be talking. No one was talking JC Lux last week.
No one was comparing them last week to do anything. But now that we
there
hear
is
this,
no comparison. There is no comparison.
Did JC lose to BK? Big K last weekend, if I'm not mistaken.
He may have. On Blood, Sweat, Tears 5. If he lost to Big K last week, y'all still talking about Lux? Really?
He lost, says who? That's the thing.
I mean, well, RBE known for judge battles. I don't know if this battle was judged, but.
No, it wasn't judged. It was debatable, but a lot of people said Big K won.
Well, how the fuck do a nigga deserve Lux off of the debatable with Big K? Like, y'all not making
sense.
Wait a minute.
Don't disrespect Big K first of all.
Oh, I'm going to disrespect Big K. I'm going to disrespect. Who is Big K? We talking about Loaded Lux. Who is Big K?
Oh,
he can't even get a championship shot on King of the Dot. He's still trying to get a title shot.
Because he got a
somebody. He can't even come to the URL. Come on, man. Don't mention his name right now. We're talking about some elite people right now. We're talking Mount Rushmore people, Lux Arsenal. We're talking legends. Don't bring up Big K name in this. You kidding me?
Big K and Blue Easy next.
And neither one of them is better than Rosenberg. Rosenberg better than both of them. Rosenberg will beat both of them. Rosenberg already beat Big K.
Oh, my
God. You being so rude, man. You being so rude right now.
Wait a minute, Gio. Rosenberg didn't beat Big K?
Do it matter?
I'm just saying.
2017, do it matter?
Wow.
Come on, let's not do this. Rosenberg can't even get booked for free. What are we talking about right now?
Disrespectful,
man.
I can't believe this. Let me check the phone. 989-81. Yeah. This is the right number. Okay.
Lux need a battle. Head Ice. I think Head Ice will put him in his place.
Or Matt Hoffa.
I'm hanging up.
What you mean? Are we going to disrespect Matt Hoffa now?
Oh, no, we already did.
Anybody but good, man. Anybody but good, I'm straight. Who battling Lux? Anybody but good.
Anybody but good?
Anybody but good, man.
Yo, y'all are really fucking true. I cannot believe this. No respect for Arsenal.
He don't have one win. Well, he probably beat Rick. That's the only win he got on his own league.
He beat Tay Rock.
No, Tay Rock smoked him. Chilla Jones beat him. Well, I don't know. Who cares about him? But
wow.
That battle's going to get 5 million views, man. We can't say that.
Double Impact 2 going down June 24th. What two man do you want to see on that card, JL?
I don't want the card to be. I don't even want to see the card. But
wow!
I don't want to even see it.
Wow!
But it's gimmicky. Look, I don't want to see a bunch of PG teaming up trying to battle some vets. Man, I don't want to. We saw that with Chess and Steens, and they got smoked by Detroit. I don't want to see that again. Mm-hmm. Are you pumped up over Double Impact? Come on, it's like for kids. Nah, I'm not trying to.
Wow.
I'm good.
I'm skeptical. There won't be no gun titles. You won't have no Beat Magic, Chilla Jones.
Be NWX for sure.
Hmm.
Unfortunately. We know St. Louis not going to be on the card, so.
Right.
What are we doing?
What about Kayshon DNA versus Jazz Ehart?
No.
Not excited.
No?
Not ecstatic.
No.
Well, y'all get ready for that. Because what's the date? May the 13th? We can book it right now. That will be the main event. I forgot what they call it, Ehart and Jazz. They actually even got a nickname for them. It's going to be them versus NWX on Double Impact.
Nah, I don't even want to see none of those battles on cam.
Wow.
Yo, you know what you're going to get on Double Impact too? A lot of forced teams. Something like John the Don and Loso or something.
Thanks.
You think Smack gonna put you all? I don't think that's gonna happen. They're not gonna put no Loso on no Double Impact too.
Well, I think Danny and Nitty might team up.
Danny and Nitty? That'll be very interesting. That'll be very interesting.
I would
you
love
like
that.
That
I would love to see that.
Yeah, that's
I swear to God, Motion, we can't hear you no more, man. It really sounds like somebody kidnapped you.
Nah, 400 block got Motion for them comments, from the Arsenal comments.
Damn, muzzle them.
Man. Sound like you got caught up by the shooter and the driver, man. I don't know what's up.
John,
call it back. Let us know if you need something.
Don DeMarco.
I ride up.
Oh, my God.
So what else we got going on in battle rap? Did anybody get a chance to see the I didn't get a chance to, I don't watch niggas material. I'm sorry. Niggas can call me whatever. I don't watch niggas material, but I heard there was a top five blog by Battle Truth that came out.
I saw that.
Who was the five he named?
Number five was Unbiased. Number four was Jay Black.
What? Wait a minute.
Number five was Unbiased. Number four was Jay Black. Number three was Angry Fan. Number two was Piper Boy. Number one was Battle Truth. Keep self-proclaimed. It's self-proclaimed. That's how that went.
Wow.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
It was Unbiased, number one. No, I'm sorry. Unbiased, number five. Jay Black, number four. Angry Fan, number three. Piper Boy number two, Battle Truth number one.
Wow. Were there reasons behind this five, the way they were listed?
It supposed to have been all things considered, but that's just.
I don't have a problem with the five because
Thank
everything
you,
in battle rap is always driven off of the numbers. But to put Chris Unbiased number five is ridiculous.
Yo, Seven, you got a soft spot for Chris Unbiased, man.
I don't fuck with Chris Unbiased. I don't fuck with none of these I don't fuck with none of these niggas. Trust and believe that. That nigga friend me. I don't accept friend requests from these niggas. I don't fuck with yo. But, you know, the reality of it, in my opinion, is no other blogger does topics like him. It doesn't, you know, he don't need battles to be relevant. Like, he actually come up with topics and shit with his blogs. No other bloggers was doing that. Like, Jay Black, I don't know I never knew what the hype about him was other than the reactions. Like, I didn't never get any substance out of anything he did other than just entertainment. Angry Fan had the knowledge, and when he started doing his blogs and all that, like, he would always shout out different battles to watch, so he seemed knowledgeable. But with Chris, the Untold Truths, like, nobody, like, he come up with exclusive shit that nobody ever done before. How the fuck is he number five? That's the thing that killed me. Like, I don't fuck with niggas, but I don't hate on niggas. I give niggas they just do. Like, that nigga been doing it.
Well, it was currently.
And his group is popping. You know, like, I mean, niggas is hating on that's hate right there.
I don't have no problem with him being number five. and you can. Well, I think he's better than Jay Black. I take that back. Jay Black to me is the worst top tier blogger. Just all. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of both of them, but Unbiased is probably the most informative one.
Yo, exactly, and he's in the loop.
See, that's his lane. His lane is information. When he try to break stuff down and stuff like that, that's where he loses a lot. You know, I think certain bloggers have certain lanes.
And plus with Chris, you're gonna get the scoop because he's in the loop for the most part. Unlike a lot of other bloggers, it's going to be a lot of speculations. Angry Fan being number three,
first of all, Battle Truth is not number one. That's first of all.
But you know how the game goes. You know how the game goes. When a nigga do a top anything and put himself, you already know where the credibility is going to lie with that. Like, let's be real.
For real.
That know they number one. Niggas, you know, you always going to feel like you number one. I ain't going to front. You know, you feel like you number one, but, like, let's cut the shit.
Yeah, I'm not mad somebody put him in the top five, but number one, I mean, that's just we ain't going to do that.
Wow, that's crazy.
But I rock. I fuck with Piper Boy. I just think he'd be looking for fights too much. That's my only gripe.
You like Piper Boy?
Yeah, because Kevin Piper Boy is the one that just go outside the box to say something that a lot of people don't say. So we need those. We need that type of. We need that lane. You know. Then
wow.
We have the Jay Black and
J.O. Answer this because I'm so glad you're saying it. Why do we need that? Why do we need people to go outside the
box?
How does it help the culture?
No, because it's a lot of people. It's a lot of fans that want to hear
that. It's a lot of fans that are fucking idiots, though, J.O. It's a lot of fans that are losers. Be clear on that.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying, if you have fans that be like, I don't like what URL doing, and you only have a few bloggers doing that, you know what I'm saying? That's a lane that's needed. You see what I'm saying?
The keep it real lane? Like, are you saying that they say the truth that other bloggers don't say?
Yeah, I mean, half the stuff is opinionated anyway. Everything is not, it's not info, so it's not facts.
Right.
So
right.
As far as, because, you know, I've said many times, Sean, like a lot of stuff that URL is doing. So if I hear a couple bloggers doing that, then when they make a blog or a title, that's something I want to hear because I feel like not enough bloggers is actually talking about that. Now, as far as them going too far and just looking for negativity now that could be an issue. Yeah.
Yo.
Hello?
Find out JC people without Shavin Mitchell.
Yeah. I think Battle Truth snatched him up, man.
Oh, man.
So let me ask you this. You know who DJ Academics is?
I've just finally figured out who he was this week. Keep it real.
Oh, so you never heard of Academics?
I always heard of that name, and I heard his voices on blogs, but I finally put the face to the name and voice.
Now, when you watch his videos, have you watched a video or two of his yet?
A few, and they not all that.
That style, your boy Piper Boy didn't take his style. You don't think?
The team.
That's a good one.
100%.
200.
Did y'all know Piper Boy was an intern for Hot 97?
Didn't know that one.
Of course y'all didn't. Y'all know his last name is not even Williams?
some totally different shit.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. Well, what is it?
That's crazy.
You know, but you know, the only reason why I'm saying that, you know, I'm just, my thing about it is just that I'm just bringing it all together that people will bring something. I don't know who that is. People will bring some type of format that's already been done in another realm, bring it to battle rap, and look for origination credits or get origination credits. And I just think that that's just ridiculous. Be acknowledged, just like J.O. said. I think the acknowledgement thing is good. But other than that, you shouldn't be walking around being called a genius and being felt like a genius when it's clear as day what you're doing has been done or is still currently being done. Like, I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah, but if it's never been done in battle rap, can we discredit? You see what I'm saying?
No, don't discredit. Give props. Like you said, acknowledge it. But how do you give, like, come on now. And it's going to sound crazy because it's going to sound like I'm taking shots at the thing. I think if it's done, I haven't watched none of the champion shows yet. But if it's done right, I think it's good for battle rap. But from what I saw, like pictures, like even down to the visuals, it looks exactly like First Take. It looks exactly like First Take. I mean, they even got the niggas dressing up in fucking ties and boy ass suits and all that. Like this shit.
Wait,
crazy.
Wait, wait.
Like,
hey, don't disrespect First Take like that.
It ain't about disrespecting First Take. I'm talking about what I'm seeing from their situation in comparison to First Take. Like, where's the originality on that end?
It sure ain't the suits.
I don't know. But, you know, shout out to everybody that's trying to do something. You know, if you're doing something just to push the culture, I ain't mad. You know what I mean? I am not hating it again. And it's just the same, like I said, with me doing the green screen effect in my blogs, I can't really get mad if I see other people start doing that shit now because that's a Hollywood thing. That's a movie thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'd be silly for me to see one of these niggas come out and say, oh, I started it, though. That part won't make no sense to me. Well, see, the fans say shit like that. All that shit is crazy.
Everybody knew about the green screen in Hollywood and in the movies. And at that point in time, even if somebody wanted to do it, they knew it was not accessible. But I'm going to say that if they see a Seven Mitchell doing that, now it's okay to do. Because now it's accessible. I just got to see how.
But see, that goes back to what J.O. was saying. That's where the credibility would come in at. You know, give a motherfucker props. Because even though the green screen shit is something done in Hollywood, these niggas didn't think, niggas probably didn't think that it could be done. Niggas can do that shit from their own home. Niggas is doing that shit from their own home, but niggas thinking you probably got to be in a studio or be out California or be somewhere with a, you know, a whole bunch of equipment to have that type of effect. So niggas knew about that shit, but niggas didn't know they could pull that shit off. Then niggas see a nigga like me do it, and they like, okay, well, this nigga doing it. I know he not in Hollywood or some shit, so let me do my homework and see what, you know, how can it be done. You know, and then it just take off from there. I ain't hating, you know, it is what it is, but... Like J.O. said, credit, you know, give credits, but if it ain't nothing original.
I think you should make some blogs, man, and calling some of this stuff out. Even though I know that that ain't really your lane like that, but I think it's time for you to make some public service announcements.
Well, that could be true too. But see, I'm really trying to push this podcast. That's why I really don't do blogs no more. Like, I've done some blogs, but, you know, I've just really been trying to do a lot of things on podcasts, and it's easy for me to speak my mind. It's quicker to get it out this way, you know what I'm saying? And I also get y'all fellas' opinions and shit. Y'all can dispute, you know, things that I say. But, you know, maybe I need to start doing some little projects and shit like that. But I don't know, yo. This shit just weird.
Nah,
you know, niggas catch feelings and all that.
Nah, I definitely think that you need to do it because you know what? On some other shit, yo, there's people out there that think that the two people that represent PG bloggers right now are the original PG bloggers and don't even know that you started.
Yo, the white boys for the those two white boys, I guarantee you, have no clue how the PG bloggers started. They probably don't know who I am, or they probably know who I am
exactly.
And just stay away. You know what I mean? But,
exactly.
You know, niggas repping shit that they don't even know. You know, niggas was just,
right.
You know, but I don't, I never took any offense or felt any way about them because at the end of the day, they're not really geared for no drama. They like battle rap. You know, they just wanted to be a part of something. I don't knock that. You know what I'm saying? I would just say that, yo, if you're going to join something, do your homework, do your history on the shit before you just want to jump and be on a bandwagon. But, you know, I didn't feel like they were, you know, they just want to be a part of something, you know, but they doing their thing. I just felt like, yo, you should be doing your own thing from the start. Y'all two white boys, y'all brighter than them, than that whole group of motherfuckers anyway. That whole group ain't,
you really
don't know how to do shit.
You really should call it out, man. If you don't want to do it, then you should, you know, throw the assist to, you know, a affiliate blogger and be like, yo, let him run with it. You know, let the man forensic, like, cause, you know, a lot of about the PG bloggers in your hands. In that,
but you
know
what,
man?
My thing about it is, yo, you know, you're right, you know, but it's just like with me, yo, that shit don't mean nothing. If I need to ever prove that I created that shit, I can do that shit at a drop of a dime. Or I could, you know, there's people that know what's up. Like, I don't, you know, that there's nothing that warrants me or I feel a necessity to do when it comes to that. That's why I've never done nothing on that. And then to keep it real, like I said, they not popping. They don't know how to do shit. Everything is coincidental because you just so happen to be in New York. But if you knew the behind the scenes about how motherfuckers used to cry to try to get into events, broke this shit. Yo, it's so much shit that went on with that camp. Like, yo, come on, man. Like, that's why I never spoke on it. It's like me doing that like that is really giving them more life. You know, let niggas do what they do, how they do. But you look at them now, everybody that's in that little group or that was in that little group, individually, ain't none of the motherfuckers doing nothing. None of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not
like, you know, so I'm just out that little out the little clique of the PG bloggers, from Sincere to Mighty to, well, you know, K Doe's trying to do his thing, but you got the nigga Tox and, you know, little, you know, everybody, the Read Between the Bars ones out London. Where do you see niggas now doing? Sincere had the ciphers and shit, but ain't no cipher. I mean, ain't nobody doing.
I mean, it's like the phone battles. Like, you got that popping off.
Yeah, that's another thing. And then they start doing them on Angry Fans Radio. That's facts. But I know one thing. I didn't start battles on radio. That shit was done before because we done had, like, you know, Jesse Reacon and them had and Boss Chick Rain. Them motherfuckers had radios shows forever. Queen of the Ring had the shit because they used to do tournaments I used to listen to before I even had my podcast. So I would never take offense to that because I know that I didn't start it. But I appreciate you peeping that because
you were the first one to have Danny do a phone battle.
So funny you bring that up. Let me tell you a quick story about that and let me get off of this topic. We had did this tournament where Toots, the girl Toots, had won the tournament and got the opportunity to battle Danny Myers.
I had promoted
that shit. Within 24 to 48 hours, Mighty with the Flow tried to get Danny on PG Bloggers, and they did a battle. The shit flopped, though. You know what I mean? He did a dirty whatever. He did the battle with Toots on my shit. Shit took off, man. That shit was up on my channel forever. I think that shit up right now. This shit been 2-3 years now. I think that shit maybe got one dislike. Straight like that.
Right.
Toots' career, and I ain't going to say, I'm not putting that on, but Toots' career took off after that. Toots made the Boss Chick Battle League appearance, the Queen of the Ring appearance.
She had a wave.
It was moving. Bam.
Yo, that Danny Myers phone battle was the highlight of Tuck's career. Let's keep it a beat.
Shit, a lot. Yo, look, red-handed. I gave red-handed. That might have been. Come on, man. I'm just keeping it up.
Then he battled twerk.
Shout out to my guy, red-handed. He battled twerk after that. And I'm not saying that one has anything to do with the other, but, you know, you never know. Like, this is work that niggas put in. You know, they deserve the credit because this is all they work. You know, but, you know, we had some shit popping throughout the time, you know, just under the sun. So it's all good. I salute y'all niggas for really recognizing that and bringing me back to realizing how this shit go. But that's how this shit go. You know, that's how this shit go. And a lot of these niggas got a lot of support systems, and they come in the game trying to back and try to get backings and try to be on these, you know, niggas got certain support systems and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they got that boost. It's like, yeah, like Vato Fly came in when he started blogging Jay Black. It was like, yo, retweeting and stuff. Like, yo, everybody, you know, subscribe to Vato. Get him some. I remember he said, get his subscribers up.
Because
like,
he
wow.
was in the group. He was in the group with the raccoon niggas, right? And I'm biased.
Yeah, the raccoon.
I forgot what they was called. It was a raccoon niggas. I forgot what it was. Seriously, it was a raccoon niggas, and I remember him being up on that, and then he, you know, started doing his joints on the battle. You know, he's doing this thing. That's some good. That's good. He got that back. And what's the other little nigga name? Rome. You know, I think he got some type of support system coming out there. So that's, you know, that's good too. I don't know why niggas be shitting on Rome, because if he a young boy, which I think he is, I never understood why people keep shitting on this young boy. When niggas out here getting killed and young niggas out here doing so much, he really just staying out of trouble. Like, why niggas ain't supporting yo? I don't get that part.
Nah, I can't rock with Rome personally. I can't rock with his content. Let me just say that.
See, I've never watched none of these niggas shit. That's why. See, I just look at it just from the bottom line. Like, yo, a nigga just trying to, a nigga ain't out here selling nothing, a nigga ain't out here sticking nobody up, a nigga just chilling. Like, how can you not support that for the young niggas coming up now? Because it's so well.
That's why.
Yeah, I
thought
what he's doing, but I think he's just real biased.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I can't support his content. I can support his
absolutely biased.
I can salute his movement, but I can't be like, yo, fucking with him. But, I mean, he's doing a great job getting the DMV movement, getting the DMV train movement. He's a major, he's a major part of that, so.
Where do you think that's going at?
It remains to be seen, because, you know, you still got to prove in the ring. They got the, you know what I'm saying, they got the hoopla, they got the hype. Now it's just all about performance. If the performance stacks up with the hype, it's going to be major.
So, you know what's so funny, though? And, Grail, I want you to peep this shit, man. We about to get out of here. I'm going to tell you some funny shit. Let this DMV shit pop off, really. And salute to each and everybody that played their part. But niggas will act like Tay Rock ain't from the DMV. Like he ain't really been molding this shit for years. For fucking decades.
I feel like he the one that had it on his back for the years.
Oh,
yeah, but he never screamed it. He never screamed like DMV, DMV.
Because
you know what I'm saying?
It,
I think that's the only thing.
But he never screamed Baltimore. He not from Baltimore. They put Baltimore on every fucking joint for Tay Rock. Tay Rock don't live in Baltimore.
He ain't from Edgewood.
He don't scream Baltimore. He don't mention.
Or Hazard County.
Yeah, he from Harford County. Well, I ain't gonna say where he's from. I know he live out in Harford County. You know.
Well, you know. It is what it is, but he wasn't the only one talking about DMV over everything. You know, actually, him and Big K never really screamed it. I think DMV, I mean, Big K may have screamed it more, but it wasn't like a movement of guys that was just like trying to take over the game. He was just kind of just solo. So
that's why I like them guys. This is why I like them guys, because they really didn't have a backing or a cosign. They really grind to get to where they are right now. You know, the Bar Benders Regiment Battle League and a couple other leagues out in the DMV area, Seven City Sharp, they've really been grinding for a nice amount of time to get to this point.
Okay.
So I definitely give them credit. I don't, the whole no fly zone shit, you know, I know what niggas meant by that and all that. I do want to just see good battles. And I want to see I want to see everybody be able to capitalize off of that.
That's something we have to get into in the near future, the whole John and DMV controversy. So that's wild, crazy to me.
You know what? We can get into it real quick, but I just think that the bottom line is that when niggas, and I'm not blaming nobody, but I just think generally, when you hear no fly zone, the first thing you think is trick, or you know, or physicality, such down, and that really wasn't what yo was trying to say, but that's how the streets took it, and you know, you allow the streets to run with it, you know, hype the whole shit up, you know, but they was on motherfucking Three Letterman talking it out, you know, going back and forth, but he was like, yo, it ain't like, you know, it wasn't on, I wouldn't, if it was on some physicality shit, I wouldn't be talking about it on the radio. You know, I'm just saying, you niggas try to do a motherfucking event, ain't nobody coming. You ain't getting no support. You ain't selling out no tickets, nothing. This shit gonna be a waste of your fucking time. You know?
Is Bullpen Battle League the new Death Row Records?
I mean, I don't think so. I don't think the DMV is the new Death Row.
Absolutely not.
Wow.
But I don't know. But the whole contract shit was crazy though, J.O. But John was saying that what was seen in the screenshot was a template, which is a sample, not a real contract.
Yeah, it was like a rough draft.
Yeah.
Yeah, something you can get on Google. You know, I think he just put his logos on it and sent it to somebody to kind of show them what it would look
like. But even with that, like, contract should not be posted, man. That's that was just corny to me. Like, you don't post man business out there like that.
Well, who do you blame?
That's obvious.
You blame the person who leaked this shit, or you blame a Jack Boy?
No, I blame Jack Boy because I think he was in his personal feelings with John. But that was corny. Like, come on. Like, niggas posting niggas' contracts now online or whatever, like, for whatever reason.
So
that's wild crazy.
So wait a minute. So when he did that contract wasn't, I'm confused. I thought that, and I know
the contract may or may not have been real, which to me
No, but what I'm saying is, I thought that Jack Boy bought this whole shit up because it was related to him.
No, he was
like,
he didn't want nobody from DMV. Yeah, he didn't want nobody in DMV to get played or have to pay 20% to John because the contract was like, you pay him 20%, and if you go in another league, they got to pay you $1,200, or be $1,250, which he'll take $250 and you have $1,000, whatever, something like that. He was saying the contract, he didn't want nobody from the DMV to be getting played like that, and he's just protecting his turf, and John can't have no event down there trying to take our talent. We got like 7 leagues, which is cool, which is also crazy because URL is using your talent, so why are you not coming after them? Like, it's a lot of contradictions to me.
Well, I don't know, J.O. I think you're being a little bit disrespectful right now. The way you paint that picture now, I'm looking at it completely different. Because if that's the case, how can you blame Jack Boy Maine for kind of being a messenger for people not to get jerked? Now, he may have been incorrect on what the facts was as far as that being a template or not, but, I mean, he's just looking out, right?
He can do that behind the scenes, and why wouldn't you want why you wouldn't want Bullpen to come in and share some light on DMV? I mean, he's doing the same thing URL doing.
Let me tell you why. Now you're really being disrespectful to URL. We're going to compare Bullpen to URL?
No, but I'm saying it's better than somebody battling on their own league and not getting no views or no shine or no light or nothing. when you can go to bullpen and get, you know, that's a bigger brand.
What's a bigger brand?
Who?
Did you just say Bullpen Battle League is a bigger brand?
It's bigger brand than the leagues in the DMV is what I'm saying.
But the DMV, okay, the Bullpen Battle League is not, okay, maybe popular because of John John. And if you want to say better, okay, that's still up for debate.
But the URL has
so much more to offer a DMV league on a collaboration than the Bullpen does. Bullpen doesn't even have a budget for that, for something real crazy.
Yeah, but my thing with Jack Boy, if you want everything to be in the house, like why don't you just stay in the DMV league and get those leagues bigger instead of going to the URL, abandon them, and then try to sabotage another company for coming through to try to give other opportunities, like you got an opportunity. I don't know, it's crazy.
I understand what you're saying, and you know we all speak it from the outside in. But I do remember him saying something to the effect of the same thing goes for URL. The same thing goes for Trap New York. The same thing goes for We Go Hard. It's not nothing personal. And it's not listen, let me finish. He was saying, to the best of my knowledge, it's about who you reach out to. He felt like John John and them reached out to the wrong people.
I don't feel like he need to, but I kind of understand somewhat. But John John, he said he don't reach out to somebody. May not be somebody who Jack Boy approved. But at the same time, the nigga want to set up shop. It is what it is.
So maybe there should be a more of a, so maybe there's a bigger issue within the DMV.
All I know is
internally,
John John just don't get the respect. People just look at him as a cornball and they don't trust him. And that's what it just comes down to. But I don't think you should be posting no contracts and trying to sabotage your man bread and doing all that extra. You know, he's doing a lot of young boy stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
All right, fellas, this is the culture, T7M Radio 7 Mitchell. Big up to the homie J.O., brother Jeff, and the big homie Gray. Also, big salute to Motion for calling up. We locked and loaded, man, about to call it a night. Again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Y'all be safe tomorrow. Enjoy tomorrow. We're going to be locked in the next live episode Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern on the culture, T7M Radio, the 7 Mitchell, man. Y'all subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us everywhere on social media. And subscribe to our Patreon account. Become a patron. Donate $1, just $1 to our Patreon account. That's patreon.com/T7M Radio. Definitely appreciate that, y'all. Y'all stay safe until Wednesday, man. We out of here. Peace.
On the key of life. Has a dabble in these streets with a key of white. 2020 tunnel vision, I can see the light. Hoping that my God-given talent help me lead a life. Shit's real, I don't even write. This is more like a letter, you can read the kite. For every inmate locked down and can't breathe at night. I'm blessed, front row, Barclays, I can see the fight. I'm running wild though, I had to stop. TNT gun boys at a traffic stop. Thank God, stash box where I had the Glock. Still afraid of heights, but somehow now I'm at the top. You see, I spit in for the culture. Surrounded by the fakes in the industry with vultures. Fed inch closer, find China. Sipping $1,000 champagne glass with the coasters. That's fine wood if you didn't know. But you can catch me out of town when I hit the road. And see my face on every flyer at a different show. Real talk. One day you'll get it though. My city to out of New York. Six city to change, but I'm sleeping.
The Culture with Seven Mitchell, Battle Rap Debate Podcast, on T7M Radio, every Sunday and Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-989-8102, and follow us on social media at T7M Radio.